Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
How are you?
Blessed.
We had a great celebration last night for Deacon Joe Patrone's ordination. He preached the Mass, and he's going to be a great priest. His homily was 3 minutes and 47 seconds. It was a great reality. But at that time, he also gave a little oomph for people who didn't believe that they would come to know the love of God. And that's a great thing when you can do it short, but you can do it to make people think. You're not going to get one of those homilies today, just so you know. But the reality is that this day on Divine Mercy Sunday, when I woke up this morning, you know, I was on my 5 days away, which you'd think it would be the greatest thing ever, but it was like, I don't think I like doing nothing for 5 days. In fact, I know I don't like doing nothing for 5 days. I put 10 pounds on in 5 days. Can you imagine? 10 pounds. It was ridiculous. But anyway, that'll change this week. And I exercised every day, but it was just the reality of me being passive. I'm not good at being passive. And I can relate well with Thomas. Thomas did not like being passive and just believing because everybody else believed. I don't believe it. Unless I can go and put my hands there, I don't believe this stuff. You know, and I am so glad that God let Thomas be in the Gospels because it gives me great hope that we can still be. Thomas still became a bishop. Thomas still became a saint. Thomas still became all those things, and yet he didn't like being passive either and just believing because everybody else said it. He wanted to know for himself. And so this morning when I got up, alarm went off. You know, I have one of these alarms that wake you up when you're supposed to be most able to be awake. It's in a half hour distance. So I woke up at 3:50 this morning. And I sat there and I said, I have an Alexa thing. It turns my lights on. Alexa, good morning. And so the lights came on, and there I'm looking at the side of my Divine Mercy image. And I just, as I always do, Jesus, I trust in you as I begin this day. And as I sat there and said that, it just like hit me, like I've been doing this wrong for a long time. Never hit me the same way. That normally when I think of Divine Mercy, I go at it passively. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God. O God, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. And then when I do it that way, who's the focus on? Me. Can you imagine that I would be focused on myself? I would sit there. We had a great, I think I told you, that my old spirits director came and spoke to the priest, and someone asked him, you know, he's a counselor and a spirits director for 40 years. Well, what do you think the number one problem is? Everyone he's seen throughout the years. And the guy said, narcissism. And then I go, yeah, I think I'm a narcissist. That's all I think. You know, it all focuses about me, about me, about me. Whatever it happens, it is that selfishness, that narcissism that comes in and everything affects me. But that's not what Divine Mercy Sunday is about. We make it that. It's about me getting the grace, getting everything I want for Divine Mercy so I can get all the plenary indulgence. Me, 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 me. That's not Divine Mercy. Divine Mercy, when Jesus appeared to us, he said, strike the image, have a painting painted, and underneath that image put, Jesus, I trust in you, or thee. So Divine Mercy is about trusting Jesus and his mercy, not just focusing on ourselves. So the reality is God is filled with mercy. Is there any doubt in any of our lives that God will give us mercy if we ask for it? No, there's no doubt. There isn't. Well, you don't, and you can't sit there and say about someone else, well, God won't give them the mercy because you cannot do that. God is mercy, and you can never judge who gets the mercy and who doesn't. You cannot, don't even try. God is mercy. As I'll talk about this afternoon when we have our 3-hour holy hour divine mercy, God is rich in mercy. That's who God is. But this mercy that God wants to give us demands a response from us. So when, again, in the gospel today, when Thomas is sitting there and, you know, he's finally there and then Jesus appears and then Thomas, again, I think he had to change his underwear because, oh dear, he's here. He is alive. Oh my. And Jesus demands from him a response. Come here, Thomas. Go ahead. Put your hand there. Go ahead. Put your hand there. He said, stop disbelieving, but believe, believe, trust, do something instead of feeling sorry for yourself. Get over yourself, Thomas, and your doubts. Stop disbelieving, but believe, trust. And then he makes that great thing which I've said every day since I've been ordained, and I'm sure most of you say every day at consecration. What does he cry out? My Lord and my God. He makes a statement of faith that gives him eternal life if we go to the end of the gospel. All this has been told you that you may believe, that you may have eternal life. What God demands of all of us on this divine mercy is belief in his goodness, is trust in his mercy, that it depends on him, not on me. That it's you, Lord, I trust in you. I can't trust in me. I mess up a lot. I'm selfish. I'm arrogant. I'm proud. It can't be focused on me. Jesus, I trust in thee. Jesus, you are my Lord and my God. And when we have this trust in him, when we get to focus for 5 seconds off ourselves and what we're going to get from him, and we focus on him and say, I trust in you. I believe that you'll have mercy on me. I believe that you're good. It's about him. Then that belief gives us the gift of eternal life. That's the way we receive it. So today, let's let this Divine Mercy Sunday be all about him. Let's today not just sit there and focus on, Lord, I need mercy. I want to be a passive person. Just give me, give me, give me. But let it demand a response of trust and faith. Lord Jesus, I trust in thee. You are my Lord and my God. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.